Remember when I was talking about first things first and prioritizing and how I managed to prioritize and what I'm going to be doing to prioritize the most important things, and that whatever I'm doing in that very moment is the most important thing? Well, right now it's talking to you again and sharing with you more of the things I've been prioritizing in my self-reliance journey in the last 2 weeks or since my last podcast. I tell you what, it's been a doozy. We have, as you know, at the beginning of the year, we had the washing machine leak. It needed a new pipe, so we had to go and buy a new one and swap that one up. But then it just snowballed into a spring clean in the kitchen. And then between November and February this year, we also discovered all the molding blown plaster around the windows because of problems with that, and we've reported it to the local council, who are our landlords, and obviously all the structural things are their responsibility. We still have not had any solutions. And also, we had the incident with the bathroom with the water. I don't know if I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that last podcast again. If you'd like to see exactly what happened with that, I have yet to upload a video explaining what happened with the bathroom. So I shall do that next week. So head over there. I'll let you know. If you go onto the YouTube channel, you'll see the videos there. But I haven't got that one up yet. So just give me time. Give me a chance. Okay. But anyway, we sorted the bathroom out and done that. So it's one chaos above another. And that was an important thing because it took all our energy, and it was about a self-reliance thing as well, and doing things frugally because we had to make do with whatever we had. And we actually used some of the housekeeping money to pay for a few things that we needed to. But still, it came in under £120, British pounds. So I don't think we did too badly. I really enjoy the bathroom now. It feels completely different, and it's like having a makeover. And it just spurred me on to continue on with the first things first. One of the top priorities I have is putting the house in order. I think I mentioned that in the last podcast too. I've always felt, as I said then, that I'm not going to be able to move forward with any of my ventures unless I put home first things, home, the base of everything, the family, work, whatever. It's the base. It's the ground zero. It is zone one, zone zero, and zone one. Zone zero being me and zone one being the home. It's a priority. So just getting that bathroom done has spurred me on to continue to do the clearing out. And I have been doing that. But I also, besides the work I do, I am a homesteader, suburban council house homesteader to be exact. I have also been intending all year to go through my seed collection, which is something I normally do in January. I make all my drawings and my plans, and I've got my drawings and I've got my plans roughly for the year, all the projects for the garden for the year, front and back garden. All of that mapped out on the drawings, but I also normally sort out all the seeds and make a plan of what I'm sowing when at the same time. But I hadn't had chance to do that with all the chaos, all the busyness, all the family appointments and everything that was going on. I didn't get a chance to sort the seeds, but I have now. I did started that yesterday. I took the seeds out the cupboard because I saw them in the cupboard under the stairs. I took the seeds out. I started sorting them. I wrote down every packet of seeds that I have in categories of whether they're brassicas, whether they're carrots, onions, every single type of seeds, and which varieties I have. I wrote down the dates they are harvested in so that I knew when I have winter vegetables. I highlighted those. And on separate sheets, I wrote a plan for every single month on the sowing. So during this month, I've got week two, week three, week four. And each vegetable that I'm going to be, each seed that I'm going to be sowing, I've got week one, week two, week three. So if I'm sowing one seed in week two, then there's another one in week three and so on, so that every week of the month I can go to the list and say, right, this week I'm concentrating on sowing these seeds, and I'll pick them out the box because I have them all in order. I'll pick them out the box and I'll go and sort them. And that has made such a difference, writing that down. I have a plan, and I've made a plan for every single month up to August, because we can still sow in the UK, where we are in Wales anyway, can still sow seeds up to August. And if I had a greenhouse or a polytunnel, I would be doing that through the winter as well, but I don't, and I don't have a heated space. I've got a semi-outdoors potting shed. Well, it is outdoors, but it's just a pergola with a cover on the front, and it's against the house, so that the sides are open. So it's not exactly a sheltered or protected from all weathers kind of potting shed, but it gives me a plan, and it gives me something to work with, so that I have a structure, and it's prioritizing the most important things on the most important days when it needs to be done. And sorting the seeds out in such a way that I'm able to handle it in bite sizes and not be overwhelmed, it makes me feel so relieved, and it gives me hope. And it's just, of course, sorting the seeds in itself is such a promise of the season, because it is spring, and today we might not be able to tell because it's cold, it's windy, and it's pretty overcast, but yesterday was gloriously sunny, even though cold. But everything is greener outside, everything's sprouting, and it just, sorting the seeds is that crossover where I'm finally into spring, and it gives me hope of better days to come weather-wise, and getting out in nature, because I absolutely love getting out in the garden. I love getting my hands in the dirt. I love sowing seeds and watching them grow, and then by the end of the year, or as soon as they're ready to harvest, being able to eat and use the work of my hands. So I really, really appreciate this really important stage of sorting out the seeds. And I've taken short little stick cuttings from the prunings that I did in the winter and made plant labels out of them, because, well, budget is really tight, especially after the bathroom, and with planned projects ahead. So I'm saving the spending for that and using what I have in the meantime and making plant labels. If you're watching this on video, Buttons is rolling around on her back on the carpet, giving herself a good scratch. Buttons. Oh my days. Strange dog. But I keep saying but, don't I? I don't even think I'm going to be editing this podcast or the video. I am just going to be uploading it, warts and all, so you can hear everything, all the creaking chair, the creaking table, the dog scratching her back on the carpet, and I've just vacuumed. Thank you, Buttons. But yeah, that's one of the first things first I've been doing this week, is sorting the seeds. I have also been working on creating more digital products. I am not putting them all out just yet. Some have to go onto the Patreon account, onto my Patreon for subscribers there. If you are subscribing to my Buzzsprout podcasts, then I will send you the email there, as an email with the PDFs that I've created for those as well, if you're a paying subscriber. And that's the kind of thing I will do for you. I will give you these things for free, whereas for everybody else, they will have to buy it online on the shops that I'm going to be selling those PDFs. But I will give them to you on my subscribers, to both the podcast and Patreon. I will send them to you as a gift for contributing and subscribing. So that is part, just one part of making social media and platforms as part of my income and my self-reliance, financial self-reliance goal. So I've been creating some digital products. I am still writing a book as well. It'll be an ebook first on homemaking prioritizing with homemaking and chores. And then I also will be doing a homesteading chores ebook as well. And that I will use to create a proper written, tactile, physical book. So I will let you know as soon as I've got that done. And that's part of my self-reliance journey, part of my self-reliance goals, and the work that I'm trying to do. So I really would appreciate your support by the subscriptions, the paid subscriptions, because that really helps me to be able to do those things. Because a lot of these things are not free. If you really want to do quality work, that you have to pay. I mean, so I hope that I'll be able to do that. And as people do subscribe and contribute to both the podcast and to Patreon, then I will be able to provide you with some value, hopefully. Do let me know what that would look like to you, although I have to make sure I can do that within my means. So for now, I think I need to be dashing on. I don't have much time between all the things I've got to do. And of course, I've been cooking from scratch for years now. But especially in the last couple of weeks, I've been trying not just vegan, because hubby and myself are vegan. But see, there I go again. But again. Oh, my days. I've still got to get that right. But I'm not. I am. This is me, flawed and trying to do it all that I need to. So you're just going to get me raw. I hope that's good enough for you, because that's all that you're going to be getting. And I'm still figuring this all out. This is still so foreign to me, and there's so much to learn. It really, my brain hurts. By the end of the day, every day that I'm trying to create content, create products, digital products, and study at the same time, because I'm trying to learn as I'm going, homesteading, family, everything. My brain hurts. It literally hurts. Sometimes I wonder if somebody walking in the room could smell the rubber burning with those cogs turning. Seriously. Oh, right. So prioritizing, and what we've been doing is just to update you on what I have been doing and how I have still been putting first things first. I've been very aware that I need to put my health at the top of the list. As I said before, I have been starting up with the Pilates again at home, but I haven't been very good this week. I have been struggling to get up before 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I know that that's very early for most people, but my normal time for getting up is 3 o'clock in the morning. Because that gives me chance for both my spiritual start to the day, for my meditation, my scripture study, prayer time, and focusing on preparing me mentally for the day. And then I prepare physically for the day with a little bit of the Pilates, and then I get stuck into work. Because once the day starts past 7 o'clock in the morning, it's all go. So I have to work early. And if I have to squeeze, if I get rainy days where I can't work outside, or if I'm not going out, then I try to squeeze in work during the day if I have a quiet space. I have a quiet space at the moment because I'm on my own in the house. So that's why I'm busy doing this podcast. It's a chance I've grabbed, and I'm going to do it quickly. So I'm going to upload it straight as it is without editing, because the editing of the videos that I put up on YouTube, it is the most basic editing, but oh my days, it still takes hours. And that's why I can understand when other people who do really good quality videos say it could take them a week to do all the proper editing. And I can believe that, because the basic stuff takes me hours. Unless that's just because I'm not that technically minded, but it's good enough. Anyway, so putting my health first. The beginning of the day, I'm prioritizing. That's what I do, first things first. And I have that routine in the morning. But then there's also getting exercise. I think I really do need to get out for a walk more often. I think I get to walk deliberately maybe 3 to 4 times a week. And then I have the busyness with the grandchildren at the weekend, which nobody needs exercise when you're doing that because they keep you busy and physical all the time. It's nonstop. So there's still at least 3 other days of the week where I should fit in some deliberate exercise as far as walking goes, because the Pilates is exercise and it really is physical, but I need walking exercise. I need fresh air. I need, well, fresh air, we say fresh air, whatever, I mean outdoors air, fresh air. I need outdoors air. I need daylight. I need whatever is outside, connection with the nature in walking. And that in itself will do quite a lot for my health as well. And then sleep. Oh my day, sleep. Yeah, I think it's just part of this stage, this menopausal phase that I'm going through. It's been going on since 2009, so really, surely it should be done by now. I'm done with it, but it still keeps me waking up at night just because of temperature fluctuations. Even if there's no heating on in the house and it's pretty freezing cold, I still need to chuck off all the bedding. And then as soon as I do that, within minutes, as soon as I start going back to sleep, I've got to cover up again. And I could wake up. I try to go to bed by 9 o'clock at the latest. I wake up at least 3 or 4 times through the night and then get up by 3 in the morning. This week, I've only got up at 4. I've had a lazy lie-in until 4. Even though I've been awake, I've refused to get up until 4 o'clock in the morning. But I really, I pay for it because I don't get as much done. Yeah, sleep is something that I really need to work on. I'll let you know when I figure it out and I've started sleeping through the night properly for a whole week. I'll let you know that I figure it out and how. But, so sleep is one I've got to work on. Walking is one I've got to work on. The meals, we are, like I said earlier, hubby and myself are vegan. We are mostly, I'd say 80% whole food, plant-based, but we still have some of the processed vegan stuff just because we like them. They're not that good for us, not that healthy, but it is something I'd like to work on eliminating. And in the last week, I've been doing every single meal as not just vegan, but gluten-free and trying to keep it whole foods as I possibly could. And it's been tricky and it has required quite a lot of, from every meal is from scratch actually. And I've made gluten-free bread to a recipe that I found on Pinterest, I think it was. Yeah, and the texture was lovely. It really worked well, but because I didn't have buckwheat flour, I used what I had left of the rye combined with all the others. So it wasn't 100% gluten-free because there was still rye flour in there when it should have been buckwheat, but I didn't have any. So I'll get some. And that in itself is very expensive. Rye flour, wholemeal rye and wholemeal buckwheat are very expensive flours. Even gluten-free flours. And I don't like them because there's so much more in there and I want it to be as basic and simple as possible. But anyway, those recipes came out really nice, but I didn't like the flavor much of the rye flour. It was just one too many for me, too strong. But I'll continue to experiment and continue to find new recipes that are as close to whole food as I can get and gluten-free and still vegan. And I've tried quite a few and they're really delicious. Yesterday we had a flan, a tofu flan, and I used the gluten-free flours to make a pastry and it was really good. It actually came out lovely. I enjoyed it. And it's, some people would say, how is that even possible? Well, I have been taking photographs of every single meal and I intend to write a recipe book near the end of the year on my frugal suburban homesteading recipes and food storage, because I also keep a food storage cupboard of some longer term food storage items, not just your normal store cupboard, but food storage for long term food storage. But so I will be creating recipes and creating a recipe book as well. The recipes that I want, that I create on the way to doing that and compiling it in a book, I will be sharing on the subscription, the paid subscription platforms as well, free to those who pay for subscriptions. You will be getting my recipes as soon as I start collating those before they ever go into the books. So I hope that has given you a roundup, a bit of a chaotic roundup, but a roundup of my first things first since the last podcast. And I will continue to do so. If there's anything specific you really want to hear or know about as far as my self-reliance goes, please do let me know. Get commenting and let me know what it is you'd like to see from the, hear from the podcasts. Right. So until the next one, please do have a look in the show notes section. It will take me a while to get the show notes typed up, and I will put that in the blog. I will write down the show notes and create a blog out of that to add to the blogs. Until the next one, take care, folks. I'd love to hear from you. Have a good week. Actually, it's almost monthly I've been posting, isn't it? So until then, stay well, stay healthy. Speak to you soon, lovelies. Bye-bye.